What we're looking forward to is the redesign of downtown Santa Rosa. And what could your part be? Well, significant, as it turns out, with regard to the Community Advisory Commission. And the man who is at the helm of that is Assistant City Manager and Director of Planning and Economic Development for Santa Rosa, David Guin, is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Pat.
So you are the guy that's in charge of selecting the 25 members of this committee. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we took an item to council a couple weeks ago to take the approach to allow us to reach out to the public, identify people that are interested in this, and do this in a fairly quick manner, because we're in the process of trying to update this plan and have it complete by the fall. So if I could back up maybe a little bit to kind of explain what this plan is.
Yeah, please do.
A lot of people are interested in downtown and seeing housing brought downtown. And what a lot of people don't realize is we have a plan that was put in place about 10 years ago that anticipated about 3,400 units of housing in the downtown. And in the past 10 years, we've seen about 100 come into downtown. So we're well short of what we anticipated. And part of that is due to the rules and the policies that were put in place with that original plan. And so what we're proposing to do over the next few months is to take a look at that plan, get input from the public, re-envision what we want downtown to look like, and put those elements into this plan to try to unlock those 3,400 units and see those come to fruition. And so it's exciting time, because we're looking at things like how high do we want to go? What do we want to do about parking? Should we rethink how parking is managed? What about grocery stores, other services, parklets, how we connect to different areas, the interaction with historic districts? So there's a lot of interesting things that we're going to be talking about as we move through this process.
And we're talking about the actual downtown area surrounding the square. We're talking about Railroad Square, all of it.
Yeah, essentially it's a half-mile radius from the SMART station and the Transit Mall. So it, the boundaries essentially go up to College to the north, down to Highway 12 to the south, and then to the east would be E Street, and then to the west would be just past Railroad Square.
Okay.
And so it's a fairly good-sized area, but the bulk of the housing and where that we want to see density and the height is obviously going to be in the downtown core, and then some more housing in the SMART area, which I think was highlighted in the paper. That's definitely an opportunity site that we're looking at.
And what kind of people are you looking for to comprise this advisory committee?
Yeah, that's a great point. So we're trying to get a broad cross-section of individuals. And one of the reasons that we took this approach rather than our standard council appointee process is that we wanted to open this up to future residents of Santa Rosa. We wanted to open this up to people that might not live in Santa Rosa, people that are maybe a student in Sonoma State that wants to move downtown, or a business owner that wants to have a business downtown. And so we're asking for people that are interested. And I want to be pretty clear that these are more ambassadors, less driving the process. And we want to engage as many people as we possibly can, because the downtown isn't just for the individuals who live downtown.
Right.
It's the entire cities and the regions downtown. And so we want to get that input. And so the individuals that we're going to be selecting are going to be representatives from different districts, renters, owners, business owners, transit riders, youth, hopefully students. We want to see representation from people in the historic district, and those that can, and advocacy groups, environmental groups, and transit groups, and have those individuals help us pull in more people to the process. Because typically a plan like this, we only get a handful of people involved, but we want to really push that bar and get engage as many people as we possibly can to have that influence on what our downtown looks like.
You understand that the more voices are that are involved in this project, the tougher it is to corral them, right?
That's right. Yeah, and so but I think it's important. I think this is something, the plan, that's going to be in place for quite a number of years, and there's a lot of consensus, I think, around what do we want our downtown to look like in terms of we know we need living downtown. We want to bring a vitality to our downtown, but there's things we have to deal with. How do we interact with the historic neighborhoods, like we talked about before? How we connect, how we deal with parking. Those are things that come up on a regular basis, and so we want to hear from individuals about what should we try? What do we want to see? And I think it'll be an interesting exercise. It is a fast time track, as I mentioned.
Yeah, it really
is. We're hoping to have this done by July. And I think that's really important, because once this document is done, that will be the basis and will allow the development to happen with at a fairly quick pace. So it's a really important document. It does a CEQA analysis, an environmental analysis of every decision we make. And so when a developer comes in, they can build that unit per this plan, and they don't have to do their own studies. They can go right ahead and build it, because we've already done that and got community input.
And that is part of, then becomes part of the general plan?
Correct, yeah. So then we look at the whole city. We're starting that process next year, which will be even a bigger effort. And this element of the downtown will be plugged into the larger general plan effort. So all this work we do over the next 6 to 8 months will not be lost. We'll be able to capture that and incorporate that into the general plan as we move forward over the next year.
Yeah, it's very important to what we all want the future of Santa Rosa to look like and to be like and to live in. And talk about how one becomes a member, or at least a potential member, of this committee.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So the way to sign up is, if you go to our website, we just launched a new website just for this project. It'll be up for the 8 months and then it'll go away. But it's called, the website is plandowntownsr.com. So plan, one word, plandowntownsr.com. And there is an application on that website. You can fill it out. It's for the Community Advisory Committee. And it's due by 5 p.m. next Wednesday, February 6th. And basically what it does is asks, why do you want to be involved? And it talks about the role, that there's four meetings that you'll be asked to attend. But it's also going to ask that, how are you going to engage other individuals and pull them into the process? And then we ask, where do you represent a district or a business owner or a resident, so we can get a sense to make sure that we have a good cross-section. But I would also want to stress, if you're listening and if you want to tell your friends, there's going to be a number of community meetings, workshops, online surveys, pop-up events that we're going to do. So if you're not on this committee, that does not mean you can't participate. We want to make sure everyone has a voice and everyone can give us information as we move forward.
And then how do you compile that information, David?
Yeah, so we're going to be pulling all this information together, and there's a workflow process on the website that gives people a sense of how this works. Is we identify what all the opportunities are, the issues about what we're proposing to do. We look at different alternatives of, what if we go to 16 stories or 10 stories, or what if we have grocery stores over here and here?
Yeah.
What does that look like? And then we test those alternatives. We run it through some scenarios to make sure that it doesn't have an adverse impact. And then we identify what the preferred plan is and the concept. We get continued input on that. And then we draft the plan and we put it out there for people to take a look at. And then ultimately the council votes on that. So it's a fairly
process. Streamlined, isn't it? I mean, this is fast.
It is, but the other thing to think about, this is an update of an existing plan. So a lot of work was put into this plan that was done 10 years ago. A lot of that's still valid. But what we want to do is go through that plan, update it, identify what were the elements of that plan that were holding back the development that we anticipated to see. And so things like height, that's a real issue that we're dealing with. The current plan sets a cap of 10 stories. That's from a construction standpoint, that makes things very difficult. So what we want to do is open that up and look at the possibilities of, what if we allow that to go higher to make it more economically feasible and address inclusionary housing. So those are the things we want to look at, and parking, add more flexibility for how we deal with parking, using parking garages at night when they're not being used, other creative solutions to parking. So all that is more of a taking the plan, looking at ways we can update it, and doing that update rather than starting from scratch. So to your point, if we were starting from scratch, I think this would be a very aggressive
that would
timeline.
Be a fast track.
But I think from an update standpoint, I think we can do it, and I think we're excited about it. It's important, and it's something that we've been moving quickly over the past year on a number of housing policies, second unit policies, density policies, fee reductions. We put all these elements into place, and really this is the last key, I think, to put in place to allow this housing to come to the downtown. So we're going to take it seriously. We're going to move quickly, but we're going to be open and transparent and try to bring as many voices at the table as we can.
All right. Very good. And when we're talking about building downtown, I assume that it would be a combination of rental units and units to own as well?
Absolutely. I think we want to look at that, a good mix, I think, of rentals at all affordability levels and ownership opportunities downtown. And so that's what we're hoping to bring forward and attract to the area. We've had a lot of interest from developers around the Bay Area to come up to Santa Rosa. Everything that's happened over this past year in terms of policies have drawn interest and drawn some excitement about what Santa Rosa's downtown could be. And if we start to see residents downtown, obviously grocery stores want to be downtown, services start coming downtown, we start to have more of a 24-hour economic life of our downtown. And so that's something that we're looking forward to.
Well, you've covered the three areas that I keep hearing most about, and that is build up and add grocery stores and figure out parking. Those three items seem to be on everybody's list. So the website is where is it now? It's... PlanDowntownSR.com to get the application to be one of the 25 members of the Community Advisory Commission. Yeah, if you ever wanted to have a say in local government, here's an optimum opportunity for you to do it. And the deadline to accept those applications is February 6th, correct?
Correct. Next Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Wednesday at 5 p.m., February 6th, to be a part of that equation. It's going to be interesting to see what comes out of all this.
It's exciting. And again, I'll stress that just you don't have to be on the committee to provide input. There's going to be lots of opportunities to do that. So we're pleading to please engage and go through this with us and provide your input.
Yeah, that's how you make a community, an improved community that everybody, or at least most people, are happy with. David, thanks so much for being here this morning. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Pat.
That is Assistant City Manager and Director of Planning and Economic Development for the City of Santa Rosa, David Guen. And he is at the helm of choosing those 25 members of this Community Advisory Commission, or committee, I should say.